This is the North Dakota Beef Commission Bulletin as we celebrate May Beef Month. And, of course, exports a key portion of what's happening in the beef arena. We're visiting right now with Jess Neal, who is a member of the North Dakota Beef Commission and is in Japan as we speak, participating in a trade mission. Jess, by way of introduction, tell us a bit more about this particular trip.
The trip is organized by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We've been to South Korea, currently in Japan. We got some more meetings in Japan Thursday and Friday, and then we'll return home on Saturday. I guess goals of the trip, you know, one, learn about both Korean and the Japanese customers, as well as to see firsthand what the U.S. Meat Export Federation has been doing on our behalf or with our checkoff dollars.
Let's take them one at a time. What was your takeaway when you look back on your time in South Korea?
South Korea, we learned a lot about the consumer, learned a lot about, you know, the cuts that they've been utilizing. Very interesting that the amount of rice that they consume has decreased, let's say, exponentially over the past 20 years, while the beef that they consume, meat that they consume, has drastically increased. I think in the last 2 or 3 years now, the meat that they consume exceeds the amount of rice that they consume, which was very surprising to me.
Are they looking at primal cuts, or are they looking at, you know, offal? What's their consumption?
A lot of primal cuts, not a whole lot of variety meats that they consume.
Japan, I know you still have more time there, but what are we learning there?
We just got to Japan this afternoon, so our meetings will start tomorrow morning.
Expectations? What are you hoping to learn in Japan?
We're going to meet with the U.S. Embassy as well as the USMEF staff here, hopefully to learn the same thing, a lot about the consumer, a lot about what USMEF is doing here.
We always hear, especially in Southeast Asia, they're very focused on relationships. They like to have that connection back to the buyer, where that meat comes from. Are you finding that?
I did. The USMEF's, I would say, executive director equivalent there in South Korea told us the buyer, you know, she has relationships with the buyers and all of her staff where they go to weddings, birthdays, funerals. I found that very, very surprising. And, but yes, very deep relationship with all the staff there.
What have you learned from really the you're involved in that beef checkoff all the time, but when you get to see it from this perspective, what's your thoughts there?
It's great to know that our checkoff dollars are getting put to good use. It's also assuring to know or to be able to see just the checkoff signage, the labeling on the meat being U.S. It's just, you know, both getting to learn about the consumer as well getting to know or being assured to know that our dollars are being put to good use is helpful.
Any other things we should take note of that you've learned along the way here?
My key takeaways are, or at least so far through the trip, you know, we've seen a lot of the checkoff dollars being put to good use. So it's rest assured that our checkoff dollars are being spent wisely.
Jess Neal, the director with the North Dakota Beef Commission, again in Southeast Asia, as we're taking a look at key elements of the beef checkoff, brought to you by the North Dakota Beef Commission.